Mark said go.
What's up, everybody? It's episode 28 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. I'm here with my boy Swags. I don't want to take too long. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Happy Halloweenish.
Happy Halloweenish. I like that last part there. But jumping into week 9 here. Man, what a crazy couple of days. I don't know if you know you had with the fam like I did. Just a bunch of stuff going on with Halloween. And it's also my wife's birthday. And then this crazy trade. All these trades happened yesterday, man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Man.
I was super busy the last couple of days. Did you go trick-or-treating?
Oh, I definitely went trick-or-treating. I ate more than enough while we were trick-or-treating.
Yeah. I found out, like, something's wrong with both my kids, and neither of them like Twizzlers, which benefited me.
Nice. But
I'm going to have to look into this situation with them.
We work the opposite. My daughter doesn't like the chocolate as much and loves all the Twizzlers and stuff like that. But that works great for me, too, because I'll Snickers and Reese's Pieces that shit up.
Yeah. My daughter started giving my son all the stuff she didn't like, and I'm kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, there's a parent tax here.
Not how this works.
Yeah, good try, though. Put that shit back.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. But, okay, so I don't know how upset I'm supposed to be about Jay Ajayi moving to Philly. I mean, he's been awful. He really has. Outside of those couple of huge games he had last year, though, it's not that much worse than it, you know what I mean, than it was. Like, last year was only averaging, like, 65 yards, 66 yards a game outside of those couple 200-yarders. I don't know what it is right now. I mean, it was an awful, you know, game again for him, but it's just the knees are that bad, and we see the writing on the wall. I feel like a fourth was, I don't know. I feel like maybe we could have got more for it.
It was a little offensive, maybe. To Ajayi, yeah. but man, does that? I don't know. I was trying to hurt him, and I don't want to give too much away. I had this as in a question later for the show, but I mean, does it hurt them? You know, like I don't know.
Miami,
yeah.
I mean, can it get much worse than what he's been doing?
And I absolutely agree. They should have gotten more, but maybe they couldn't, and they just wanted to be done.
Let's screw it.
Maybe they really feel fine going with Damian Williams and Kenyon Drake. And
team doctors,
how
just
much
don't
worse
those
is
knees,
it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about in the Philly side? You know, again, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but does that push Bunt away? Smallwood's done. I mean, we talked about dropping Smallwood before anyways.
Yeah.
If you didn't believe us and still held on to him, you go ahead and drop him now? Or do you like his role to stay and it really just removes Blunt?
Well, I think Blunt still gets that lead role this week, and then they'll probably get Ajayi in there. And it's probably some kind of split, you would think.
And right, where it just makes all of them gross. Like, at least down in Miami, you took a shot with him because, you know, he was the lead guy. And however bad the touches were going to, you know, the carries were going to be, he was still going to get those touches. So now it's like, shit, you don't even, you know, you don't know now.
Yep.
I gotta feel like they like him over Blunt.
I think they will, yeah.
And but I think like you said, how long does it take before we see that? And then does Blunt ever truly go away?
Yeah, and I think it'll be Smallwood is the odd man out. I mean,
you don't think he can stay in as that pass catcher?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, he was even.
But I don't know that I put that on him.
He was already even kind of behind Corey Clement, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, Clement, undrafted kid from Wisconsin, been showing up the last couple of games. So,
I have no reason to hold on to Smallwood in standard, like, 10 to 12 team redraft.
So, what we're saying is a much better NFL move than fantasy. Moving forward here.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, too. I mean, who does this trade even help out? Does it help out Philly, or does it help out the Dolphins just by getting rid of him?
I mean, I guess we won't know that for probably a while because it'll kind of depend on what the Dolphins get for that fourth rounder. But knowing the Dolphins, it'll be some, like, you know, bullshit, you know, defensive tackle or something that doesn't help us. So,
well,
I've got to say Philly and just giving them another back in that stable. I mean, we've seen what Ajayi's done with a decent line.
I was going to say, I hate to be Captain Obvious, but you might need to get this one figured out by the 2-minute breakdown.
Fair enough. Well, I'll save my answer there. another one is the Dwayne Brown left tackle. I know that's kind of less out there than, you know, fantasy-wise. But I do think it helped, you know, Dwayne Brown left tackle from the Texans, who only played the one game after the holdout, going to the Seahawks, who they just played in that game. So it's an interesting kind of dynamic for him. Travel up there, come back to Houston, and then turn right back around. That's got to help Russell Wilson out. That offensive line's been atrocious. But is it only Wilson that it helps out? Do you like any of the running backs, like, you know, do they get a slight tick up at all just from one piece moving to that line? Or is it Wilson the only positive there?
Man, I feel like the backfield is still going to be a little bit of a mess.
Sure.
And
only, it makes the line better, but not really any of the running backs.
Right, and only time will tell if they're going to stick with one running back that we can grab and hang on to and trust. At this point, they're all just weird stashes.
Sure. The other flip of that is, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, Deshaun Watson only had Dwayne Brown for one game. You can't really expect him to make a big a difference. But the Texans had just lost a couple offensive linemen the game before, so they weren't really, you know what I mean? Like, he was just stepping in place. Now he leaves. Now there's kind of that hole again. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how that Texans line kind of comes back together now after, you know, taking that piece away now.
Yeah.
So just something to kind of keep track of. I mean, Watson's been killing it. The Texans are ridiculous right now, but I don't know. Just something to keep track there. I guess we can get into Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers. I don't care. So I'll let you run with this one.
You don't care a little bit?
Maybe for Garcon, because Beathard hasn't really shown that he, you know, has hit him great in those last two games. You know, does it maybe help somebody like that? Sure, but A, they got a tough couple of games coming up, and then a bye. Like, when do we see Garoppolo? You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
It can't be this week. I can't assume. But then he's got a couple of tough matchups and then a bye. So are we waiting until after the bye before we even see him? Or are we just going to throw him to the fire? Well, like, they spent a second rounder on him. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I totally agree. And so, to totally interrupt you here, though, because this is more how I had to think about it, and I went more the dynasty approach. I know we talk a lot of redraft, okay, but in my head I was kind of like, huh, what does this do for Jimmy G, and what's his value now in dynasty, maybe even like two quarterback leagues or
Let's hit it from that
something
side.
A little bit different, you know, because obviously right now a lot of the players on the 49ers have been touch and go anyway. So I don't think it really helps any of them. It might hurt them a little bit. I don't know, though, you know. I think still Garcon will be a guy that you'll look at. I don't know. They'll want to see what they have in Jimmy G sometime this year. But so what's the long term? They paid a lot for him. So it looks like what I would thought was going to happen was Cousins going to the 49ers at the end of this year. Sure. But it kind of looks like that probably won't happen.
Yeah, that should be off the table now.
So, what kind of value does he have there?
I mean, I feel as if you're a Jimmy G owner and you were holding them, say, in either a two quarterback dynasty or you know, something like that, I find it hard that right now isn't your best time to sell, you know, outside of next year sometime with some weapons around him.
Yeah.
You know, sell the Kyle Shanahan narrative and stuff like that. You know, it's not a piece you're looking for right now, but a piece you're going to build on. And until, you know, maybe they draft a bunch of weapons or free agency comes and you get a couple superstars to come there somehow, I don't see how his value is any higher than it is right now. At least you have a known right now. Before, you were just sitting and waiting behind Tom Brady and waiting to see what this free agency, you know, year came to. Now you know. And you can sell it.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do a
I'm gonna sell.
Super quick segment of help me, and we're gonna try to help out Swags here. So here's my team. Like, I've got a super flex dynasty team that's just beat to hell with injuries. I'm likely gonna have the first pick overall, and I've got another first rounder. It's Superflex. I don't know if I mentioned that. And my quarterback is currently Brett Hundley. That's it. I started the season with Sam Bradford. I traded him away for a pick after he wasn't playing. And then I had drafted Hundley this offseason. And now I'm starting him with Rodgers out. So going into next year, that's still my only quarterback.
Okay.
Now, would you pay that late 2018 first and maybe a little bit extra to get Jimmy G for your future?
So this is my team right now. A, I'm not making that deal because it takes away that first. I don't care. I mean, unless we're talking about a 32-man, you know, dynasty or something like that.
14 team. What,
12, 14? Okay, so no. Even if it's the 14th pick, I'm not selling that, and here's why. Because Garoppolo makes my team better now. Even if it's not until week 11 when he comes back, he makes me better now, and that's going to take me farther away from that number one overall pick. If you want to make that move, kind of contrary to what I just said here, but, you know, go get him in a little bit. Go get him after the season. You know, maybe right before draft or right before you have that rookie draft, because those picks are worth a little bit more than two.
Yeah.
That even that 14 overall, I think will probably. I mean, it'll still get you Garoppolo, but it might get you something else too.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. You make up some good points. I can't make that deal right now.
And like you said, it makes my team a little bit better. And
but you don't want to be better right now. If you've already written that ship off and you've only have Hundley, don't give yourself two quarterbacks to play every week moving forward.
Dude, this team, I mean, had a lot of players that I thought I had. Corey Davis, I had Dalvin Cook, Sammy Watkins team. I had Dixon, Joe Williams. Guys, I mean, you've been talking to me a minute, so you know that, like, I believed in all these players. Sure. You know what I mean? And no matter what other people thought of this, like, this was a good team at one point.
And it doesn't mean those guys aren't going to pop. It just
I hope so. Yeah.
So,
but I've got 11 2018 picks at this point.
Okay.
But four of them are in the fifth round. So anyway. All right,
I would bundle all those up and see if you can't get a third or a fourth.
Just I know. I'm going to see if I can get at least three of them put together for a fourth or something.
Yeah. Or that's, you know, that's come rookie time and it's the third round. Give a player you're probably going to drop to make rookie ads anyways and all your fucking fists. Like,
yeah. So Jimmy G's probably not helping much this year unless it's going to hurt you like me.
Right. I can't see it. I would assume it's after the bye by the time we see him. Why throw him into a shit matchup where he doesn't really know the system anyways?
And then Hoyer to the Patriots. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I originally saw in that deal that the 49ers wanted to add Hoyer in that deal. And so I don't know if this is the Niners getting smart because it's Lynch and figuring out some of the rules, or if maybe the Patriots, for whatever reason, gave them a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and told them not, you know, basically said don't include Hoyer in that deal. That way the 49ers get some compensatory picks out of it, which was kind of an interesting dynamic. I'm kind of writing a little bit of that narrative in the middle there, but originally I did read that Hoyer was going to be part of that trade, and then they took it off. So now the Niners will get some kind of pick for Hoyer since he's going to be, you know, since he's picked up now by the Patriots. So very interesting there, but hey, if you're Brian Hoyer, man, you got to be excited.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you, Hoyer played behind Tom Brady before, didn't he? Team.
Yeah, yeah, he's from that, so that won't be too bad.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that helps out since Brady was literally the only quarterback on the Patriots depth chart.
Yep.
I saw one on Twitter that listed Julian Edelman on IR as the number two quarterback for the Patriots. So I got a little chuckle out of that.
That's awesome. Pick him up.
Yeah.
Stash that.
Good stuff. So were there any other ones?
Calvin Benjamin to Buffalo.
There it is. And, there it is.
What do you think that does?
Right at the deadline, like 3 minutes before.
So more exciting side, I think, about that for me, if I was a Funchess owner, I would be really excited. Or a McCaffrey owner, I would be really excited.
Sure.
I don't know how excited I am for Kelvin Benjamin, especially the first few weeks of that. A wide receiver going to a new team this time of year doesn't really sound super exciting to me.
I mean, I get that point, but when I watch Kelvin Benjamin, they're not asking him to run a bunch of crazy plays. You know, he's a big dude. I mean, obviously, I can't see him playing in the Thursday night game, you know, against the Jets, since that's when they play now. But next week, I mean, you can't have him go in there on third down, you know, on third and eight, and say, hey, go around, you know, going around a turnaround at 9 yards, like end zone, just throw it up to him. So I don't think we're going to ask him to call, you know, make a whole lot of different runs or whatever. I think it helps out Tyrod the most.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than Funchess and McCaffrey.
You can't
be super excited about any of those weapons there, but hey, give Tyrod another one. He keeps doing it.
No, and I totally agree with that. You can't deny that. I think it's time to sell Kelvin Benjamin while this situation is a little bit hyped, though. I don't think he's going to be any better than he has been. He'll have some games where I sound right about this, and he's going to have some games where I sound wrong about this. But I think you get rid of him while it's a little bit hyped and people are a little bit excited about it. There's a good pitch you have to sell this right now, and I don't know. I'm all about it.
No, I definitely get that. I'm sure there's got to be an owner out there that's a little bit more hyped that he's now, you know, with Tyrod and up there in Buffalo, new situation. So if you can find that guy, I definitely don't mind moving KB.
What do you think about somebody a little bit deeper, like Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, I like that. At least you have to feel like he's going to get some more snaps. Yeah. Right? There's one less body out there, and he's the kind of guy. It's still young, right? And a lot of times we want to rush to judge these rookie wide receivers coming in here. And he's a little bit different story where, you know, he kind of did both running back and wide receiver. You know, he's full-time wide receiver there. So I just want to see them get him the ball more. So if Kelvin Benjamin being gone means Samuel's on the field 20 more snaps or something like that. You know, dynasty stash-wise, you're not going to throw him in a lineup right now until you see it a few weeks in a row and see if he's got some usage. But
bro, you've got to be
stoked. What's that?
I've been starting him in a redraft league that I've been just like so hurt at. Man, I forget the league. It's a 20-team league. It's a 20-teamer, gotcha. And man, it's the NBN league.
Okay. I've had to start Samuel twice this year, and I think one of the leagues that you run or whatever, one of those crazy deep ball flex ones or whatever, just on a whim with some buys, and I haven't felt great about it, and obviously it hadn't really worked out, but I mean, you definitely don't feel worse about this news if you're a Samuel owner. So,
right.
All things point towards up and at least them trying to see what else he's got.
So, yeah, I think we kind of covered some of that shit.
I think that's all the crazy Halloween trade deadline madness. I do want to get into our swags and hangs, a little game preview. But before we do that, we usually save this towards the end, but let's jump in. Toys for Tots. So by the time you're reading this, the Lev Bell helmet is gone. That drawing happened on the 1st, so thanks to Break from the Grind for doing that. That drawing's gone. We've been in talks a little bit with them, so I think there's something else coming up. I don't know all the details there, but I think we're going to have something else for everybody. Doing good on the fundraiser, Toys for Tots, so far. I think we're, about a third of the way there to break last year's goal. So let's see if we can't get that bumped up. Let's crush it. Let's get those kids some toys that probably didn't have any coming into it. So, yeah.
Is there?
You got anything to add to that?
Oh, no, you covered it pretty good. Go out and donate to Toys for Tots.
Give a dollar. Give 10. If you're going to give less than 10, go ahead and do it. If you're going to give 10, I'd say wait a day or two, and I'll have some new information on something else. Maybe you could win. I know it's not about that, but, hey, if you can get something cool back, why not? Give a little more.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, on that note, you ready for our game previews, little Swags and Hags edition?
Let's do it. Start with that Thursday night game or what? Who's on bye? Who's on first?
What's on third? what's on second?
I did it.
All right. You messed me all up. All right, so by week 9, we got 6 teams. So a lot of interesting pieces out there. Bears, Browns, Chargers, Vikings, Patriots, Steelers. So a little bit of shit, a little bit of high scoring on there. Chances are you got some of those players at least.
I do.
Get them out. Yeah, I definitely got plenty there. Not as bad as last week, like in Swag's Kitchen League, but hey. I almost won that somehow. I don't know if you saw that.
It was Nathan Peterman.
I know, fucker. Fucking Team Peterman didn't help me. So, keeping on Team Peterman, we got the Bills at the Jets in the Thursday night game. Those are 5-2 here. Jets 3-5. Now, McCown actually outscored Matt Ryan last week. I don't know if you knew that. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Can McCown outscore Tyrod in this game? Does McCown keep that going?
I don't know. Right? I think Bills Buffalo's defense, a little bit tougher, yeah.
Yeah, Bills defense, short week. Can't feel as good about it, but...
Dude, yeah, I'll take him.
Do you want McCown over Tyrod?
Sure. Why not, right?
I'll take Tyrod. I feel good about it, but I lost the Ryan one, so who knows?
I take Tyrod every week.
I know, right? So now it's McCown for you.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna give McCown just a baby touch of swag since you put your name on him.
I don't know, man. Like I think of these guys this week as like quarterback 15 area.
Try not to.
Yeah, they're not super exciting. I mean, I don't want to put swag on it. I was looking at options in a league this morning that I need a quarterback in, and it was pretty much going between Brissett and McCown, and it doesn't sound fun. So,
oof. Yeah, that's tough. I think I would go McCown there.
Yep.
That's an interesting one, though.
And then, right, well, so then the final decision when I was deciding between those two ended up being Eli Manning.
Oh, nice.
So, took from somebody else. Yeah.
Against the Rams, both come off their bye. I think I like that one.
He was like, I'm right here, right here, dude. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay. Hey, oh, yeah. Calm the fuck down, dude. Like,
the other New York team.
Eli always making fucked up faces, but it got him on my team.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so no Kelvin Benjamin on the Bills is what we're anticipating. Jordan Matthews, only a handful of targets in each of the last couple of games. Is this a feed him game before Benjamin gets there? Can you feel comfortable starting any of them over, say, on the other side, the Jets, and like Robbie Anderson, who's been killing it lately?
No, dude. Robbie Anderson, like Jordan Matthews. Probably Anderson.
Yeah. Gross, though, right?
Yeah.
Shady, you got to start Shady.
Oh,
are you
definitely.
Gonna start, are you going to start Forte?
If you have to. No.
All right, Jets running back to start. Forte or Powell?
Forte.
Still. All right. I'd like to move away from that Thursday game. You got anything else to add?
Yeah, I'd like to completely move away from it. As in, I don't really want to start too many people off that game. Maybe the quarterbacks if you need to. Sure, Bills defense
and Shady. Oh, they're not. Stop it.
Yeah, of course, Shady. Thanks, but yeah, yep. Stop it.
Okay. All right. Sunday, divisional game. Falcons 4-3 at the Panthers 5-3. Man, I feel like the Panthers have been playing really shitty. Panthers are 5-3 in front of that division.
Yep.
That's crazy. All right, let's keep it going. Swags or hags? Matt Ryan, Cam Newton.
Matt Ryan. This will be an interesting one. Yeah.
Does Matt Ryan have 20 points scoring? Fantasy wise, yet? I feel like he's under 19 in like all these games. I feel like I heard that somewhere.
I don't know. I like these quarterback options better than the last game, though.
Well, sure.
I would go Matt Ryan, but I mean, you could probably start both these guys.
So Louvin and Kelvin Benjamin, you gonna start Funchess this week?
Yeah.
Anybody else there?
McCaffrey, Funchess.
Funchess, McCaffrey, Cam.
Yep.
Okay.
Stewart over Forte.
all from, gross. From but the last game. I'll at least agree there with you.
And then that's probably right, about it.
Yeah, stop it. Other side. You like Matt Ryan. Obviously, you said he got some swags. I'm going to keep riding Julio. Son of a bitch, Julio. Let's get a touchdown. Let's get this shit on the road.
Start Austin Hooper.
I don't want to anymore. I think I'm on a pause right now.
I started him last week, and I liked it.
Yeah. Ugh. I would rather Sanu. I know, you know, Sanu's back.
Yep, I like that too.
I'd rather have to start Sanu than Hooper. I know they're not the same position, but just, you know, flex-wise or whatever there.
Julio obviously starting. Freeman, you're starting. How are you feeling on Coleman? Pretty confident?
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like his big play too much. Too much, and he's still getting enough touches, I think. Maybe this game is a little bit more Coleman.
Yeah, but you're starting those guys.
Yeah, both, I'm starting both of them.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on. Colts at the Texans. Texans almost a 2-touchdown favorite at home. Texans are only 3-4. Colts 2-6. So one game here.
So I don't know. I'll start almost anybody on one side of the ball, and then the other team, you're kind of like, yeah.
All right. So Texans, you're starting Watson.
Yep.
You're gonna start Lamar Miller. You're gonna start Nuke. You're gonna start Fuller.
Yep.
Okay.
And then that ends there. But all those guys are obvious starts. I mean, they're killing it.
Sure. Colts side. I'm going to go just the opposite. The only position we didn't take on the Texans, I'm going to take on the Colts, and that's the tight end, Jack Doyle.
Yeah, I can see that, dude. I can see some Doyle.
Been killing it lately. The last, like, 3 weeks, Doyle, like, the top tight end there is in PVR.
What about Marlon Mack?
In a pinch if I have to.
Yep,
same reason I kind of like Coleman. Mac's starting to get enough touches where his big play potential, you know, is worth the risk to me.
Lost Zeke, so do you want to put in Marlon Mack or Damian Williams, who I just got off waivers?
Mac.
Yeah, that's what Mac, I've got in. That's Mac, how I've got it.
I'd like to see what the Dolphins are going to do. I've always been more of a Drake guy. So I just would like to see what Miami's going to do, and that offensive line couldn't produce, you know, with Ajayi back there. Let's see what happens.
So you're a Drake guy?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep, I definitely like Drake. You know, I've held on to him in Dynasty. You know, drafted him in second round, which is probably earlier than I needed to last year, just because I kind of like his pass, you know, catching ability in a Gase offense. I don't know why I hadn't seen it, you know, prior to Ajayi being gone, because I always felt like Drake could be that part of the offense.
Well, how would you feel about a board bet that had a stipulation that they both stayed healthy, and I'll take Damian Williams the rest of the season?
I mean, I'll take it if you want to think both stay healthy or game, you know, on a per game.
I don't want
basis,
you to take it. I want you to like it and feel good about it. Like, I was feeling like you had the Drake side there by a little bit, and I'll take the Damian side by a little bit.
I mean, I definitely get it because, I mean, I think Damian is definitely more of the touchdown guy. I mean, he even showed that at the end of the year last year when Ajayi was still playing, and like Williams would come in and spell him and get those goal line, you know, touchdown vulture spots. If you don't give me full PPR, I'll take Drake rest of the season.
I'll give you full PPR.
All right. I'll take that.
All right.
I won't be surprised if Williams, you know, is there or close, but I like to watch Drake play. And I think he has the kind of speed that can take it to the house too, where Williams is more of a plotter and just going to take what he can get.
Yep. Sounds good. Where are we at?
All right. Any, I know, way to throw it back down to the Dolphins, get my head off.
We had tight end Doyle and maybe Marlon Mack if you needed to, and that's about it.
You can't start Hilton against the Texans?
I don't want to anymore.
I think you almost have to if you look at those teams on bye. You know what I mean? The six teams that are there.
Yeah.
I would be surprised that Hilton doesn't. I mean, Hilton's at least a top 24 wide receiver with all those teams gone, so I'm assuming you're playing him, but you're.
You don't feel good anymore. Yeah,
for sure.
But I agree. He's going to have a good game on somebody's bench pretty soon here.
Right. All right, so moving on. Bengals at the Jaguars. Jaguars 4-3, Bengals 3-4. I don't know how long it's been since the Jaguars have been over 500 this late in the season. I would venture to say it has been a long time. And I'm not trying to take a shot at the Jags there. I'm just saying, almost in respect out of the Jags, this defense in the running game, it almost doesn't matter if Bortles is there.
Yeah. So excited that Fournette's going to be back. No, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I agree with you, Fournette. And if Fournette's healthy, he's a start. I don't want to say matchup proof, but usage is too good to sit away from.
Yeah.
Even against a decent Bengals defense, I'd like Fournette to have a solid game.
And he's probably the only one I feel great about anymore.
Sure, I get that. If you gotta go a rival receiver here, are you still staying on Lee over Hearns?
Nah, I don't know, man. I might take Hearns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And DD, you're gonna wait and see.
Yep, definitely kind of approach. For me. Definitely.
Okay. That's fair. Let's jump over to the Bengals side. Red Rifle. You like sticking on that side?
No.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of options I'd like to start over Andy Dalton against this Jags defense this week. Maybe all of them.
If there's one thing I've learned from talking to you is that I don't want wide receivers that are going against the Jags. I don't want quarterbacks going against the Jags. I'll take me some Mixon, though. But
yeah, Jags can't be run on, and I think they're probably a little bit more susceptible to the pass-catching running back. That fucking come on, Bengals. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if you're rubbed off too much now, or if it's just, you know, I see the talent and the way that they are not using him. Just let's feed Mixon. Let's see what we can do.
Yep.
I think you still have to start AJ Green, but I mean AJ Green or T.Y. Hilton.
I know. Like, I might go Hilton this week.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. Can you go anywhere else on Cincinnati's side? I mean, I like Croft. I'll still play Croft. I don't think he's affected that.
Yeah.
Way.
I mean, and, you know,
by their secondary,
and maybe just he's like the safe Hilton. Just like Hilton, you probably have to play AJ Green if you own him. So
I can't see myself sitting AJ Green even right. with the matchup. But if AJ Green has two catches for 20 yards, don't be surprised.
Yep. And don't think it's the end of the world. That happens all the time with the Jags this year. So
for sure.
Just smile and wave and move on.
Anything else in that game? John Ross is back for the Bengals, limited in his snaps, but I think they're just getting worked in. I'm not playing him in this game, but interesting, you know, redraft potential down the road. It probably takes something happening to AJ Green like we've seen, you know, down stretches before, but just a name to watch.
Yep.
They did use a top 10 pick on him. He is a burner. All right. Jags keep winning. Phew. All right, Bucks. At the Saints. Saints at home.
I mean, starting on the Bucs side, I'm starting all the wide receivers. Well, the pass catchers, you know, maybe even Jordan Howard if you need something really bad, really bad. But Brait, Evans, D-Jax, Winston needs to get right in this game if he's healthy. But then, I mean, same on the other side of the ball. You can start all those guys too.
You said Jordan Howard. You threw me off. You meant OJ. So I just wanted to get that straight real quick.
Did I say Jordan Howard?
You did.
If Jordan Howard somehow gets over to the Bucks, I think he'll take Doug Martin's job, is what I was trying to say.
So I'll start Doug Martin, and I'll start Mike Evans. Maybe Brait if you have to. That's where I'm going to stop. I'm not going to play Winston.
No D-Jax?
No D-Jax. Saints at home. I almost want to play the Saints defense. I don't have a great narrative for that. It's just Winston likes to turn it over. And maybe in a game that I anticipate, I think the Saints this is a get right game for the Saints wide receivers against that Bucs secondary, and we see some good points on that side of the ball. So yeah, I'd start everybody on the Saints that's not a tight end.
Yeah,
sad face crying, but
Definitely starting Michael Thomas and the running backs.
Yeah, I'm going to start Snead. I don't care. I know you don't want to do Snead. Watch. I'm just saying. I mean, I'll start Snead over D-Jax.
Yeah, I'll no way. I'll take that.
Okay. I don't. Yeah, I don't. Saints sneaky defense. Just watch out on Winston. That's going to have to throw, likes to turn it over. I wouldn't surprise me if the Saints went big. I know it's different. Whatever.
It's different. It's different.
Whatever.
But I think there's a lot of guys you can start in this matchup, really, shot. Though, or that you're going to have to. So.
Sure. I don't mind them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move on. Rams at the Giants. Both team coming off a bye. So both should be fresh. I'm going to start on the Rams side because I know you love some Gurley. I think Gurley's fine to play. Gurley is, you're always going to play him, I think, at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Goff, what do you think?
I don't want to start him.
All right. So before you go any farther there, Janoris Jenkins for the Giants, suspended for this game. He's not playing. All right. I'm not scared about anybody else in the Giants secondary. Janoris Jenkins, I like. He usually gets burnt once or twice, but he's a great corner. Takes some chances. That's why he gets burnt. You don't like Goff, but no Janoris Jenkins. Do you like Sammy coming off that bye? Do they look to get him more involved? Does it stay the Cooper Kupp show?
I don't know, man. I just don't know what to do anymore.
So here's... You know I'm a big Cooper Kupp guy, and I've taken Cooper Kupp over Sammy. I still believe that rest of the season. But I was sitting on my waivers in my work league. I need to make some shit happen. And Sammy Watkins and Cooper Kupp are both sitting there on the wire. I picked up Watkins basically as just a this week play. And then Kupp got scooped up, so I don't get a chance to get Kupp, which was kind of tough to me. I thought I could get Kupp after this game. But I still like the reason I did it, because I'm playing it for this game. Watkins is in my lineup. No Jenkins, coming off the bye. I'm not saying we get the Thursday night special where he had 7 for 143 and 2 touchdowns, but I like Sammy in a big game this week.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, there's not a whole lot there to show that we've seen that. He's got a lot of one-catch games for 13 yards, 2 catches for 17 yards. I'm just... I don't mind playing golf this week either.
And I mean, you bring up so many good points and everything. It's just my heart is crushed.
Sure.
By all probably, of this.
Giants D-line probably not going to have Olivia Vernon either.
Any like, league I own huge. Watkins in, I'm starting him. I have to.
Yeah.
But so I've been just beat to death by Watkins. He's hurt a lot of my leagues. So I don't know, man. We'll see. I hope you're right.
Watkins or Cooper Kupp this week for you, Giants?
I'd still start Watkins if I had both of them.
Okay. That's fair. Just on the lookout there. Just telling you.
I mean, I keep feeling like they have to get something going with Watkins, and it's got to stick. They've got to figure something out, but it just doesn't happen. So, like I said, my heart's just broke. I mean, you changed my mood when we started talking about it. So.
You're welcome.
But definitely starting Gurley. Yeah. That made me happy.
Sure. That being said, Cooper Kupp, like, 5th or 6th in the league with red zone targets, averaging more than one red zone target a game. Watkins is nowhere close to that. So, something to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Kind of take that warm fuzzy right back away. Giants side, you're going to start Eli, huh?
That's what I just said from that before.
Mm. Yep. You're getting Shepherd back. That's nice. You got Ingram, both coming off the byes. Are those, you know, those are your two options there? You like those? You know, have both decent games this week?
Yep.
Both having decent games, all right, running-wise. Are you all right starting Darkwa?
I don't really want to, dude.
Or off the bye, is there somebody else there? Or is it just, nope, I'm gonna pass and go Eli in the pass catchers?
You see, I'm still kind of like, and I don't know how, we'll have to check out this injury, and maybe you know, but I'm wondering what happens when Paul Perkins comes back. I won't lie. A lot of people wrote him off pretty quick for... having a couple bad games this year, but it's not like Darkwa went into his week 8 bye week after an amazing week 7 or anything. It's nobody's done great week sure. after week in New York. So I could see Perkins taking touches from everybody as well, which makes me not too excited about any of the running backs is what I'm saying.
I gotcha. So by committee, they kind of all kind of cancel each other out.
Yeah, I like Shepard and I like Ingram. I don't love Eli. That was an option that I'm dealing with this week, and I'm full in on streaming. So Eli's who I'm going with. And but yeah, I like Shepard and I like Ingram. That's about it on the Giants side of the ball.
All right, that's fair. I really like Rams defense coming off the bye, even though the Giants are too. So
yeah,
I can't get on board with Eli there. Although I think Ingram and Shepard have okay games, I'm not against it. All right, moving on. Broncos, led by Brock Osweiler, came out by head coach Manshaw said that Brock Osweiler is going to be your starting quarterback. Woo! I know you guys are excited against the 7-1. Philadelphia Eagles, who just got J.J. Ajayi's not going to play, right? Like, I can't count on that.
No, I don't think he is. That's no.
Okay, so do you get one more shot to play Blunt or Smallwood? You can't do that against Denver, right? Is this the game we finally see Wentz come back to the norm?
No. I think Wentz is fine.
Keep fighting it up, huh?
Yeah.
Wentz, if you can play Wentz against the Broncos, is Wentz matchup proof? You're just rolling him out there regardless?
I don't think the Broncos defense is what it used to be, though.
That's very fair. I'll give you that.
But right, no, so I think those guys are fine. I like Wentz. I'll be starting Alshon Jeffrey.
Jeffrey got you that touchdown after you traded for him last week. I know you're happy after that.
I won in that league. I needed that win, too.
Didn't he had like 10 targets, but he got two of them. There's no concern there. I know one was like 50 yards and he got the touchdown, which he did a lot of work, you know, running through that guy and kind of carrying him into the end zone to get there. But the other catch was for like 8 yards, but 10 targets only coming down with two. Like that's, you got to love the 10 targets, but oof.
No, I'm with you. It's concerning for sure.
But you like Alshon over Aguilar this week?
Man, I don't know. That's a tough one. But, yeah, I'll take
but
that.
But you like
I'll
both. That's why I see why you like Wentz. I mean, that makes sense. And I think Ertz, you got to start if you got him. If you're playing, you know, true tight end spot, you got to roll Ertz out there.
Yep.
All right, Broncos side with Osweiler. Is that better or worse for Demaryius Thomas? Simeon's been gross.
I know. It might be. I don't think it's worse. It
may not be better.
Yeah. He's played with him before on the bright side.
Very true. Any CJ Anderson, whatever.
Yeah, I feel the same about them. I don't really love that backfield, man. It's just a mess, it seems like.
I mean, it's CJ if I got to pick one, but I don't want to.
Right.
Okay.
But, all right, it's just too much going on, man, and with Booker back and, not interested.
Charles taking a couple.
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving faster here. Ravens at the Titans. I mean, Mariota should play. He should be all right. You getting Corey Davis back?
I think Corey Davis should play. I don't know if I want to start him, though.
I think... So here's the thing with Corey Davis, right? If he's healthy and he's going to play, I think you have to take advantage of it while he's healthy and playing. I'm not saying he's going to get injured again, but if it's soft tissue stuff, hamstrings will pop up again.
Yeah.
Hopefully he stayed out long enough where it's not the case, but if he's starting, I have to assume he's going to get 8-10 targets.
No, that's a good point.
So, I mean, if I find out he's starting, I'll take Davis over the rest of the pass catchers there.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. Hit us up and let us know your options if you're listening to this, though, if you're trying to Corey Davis into your lineup.
Or what?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of where I would draw the line on that. Corey Davis or
Alshon
Sterling
the Shepard.
Broncos. Alshon? I'll take Alshon.
Yeah.
So what about Sterling Shepard?
Nope, I'll still take Corey Davis.
Yeah? All
right. Corey Davis healthy. I think I'll take him over those guys right now. Like you said, we've seen it in basically one game and he got 10 targets.
Yeah, they definitely want to get him
healthy,
the ball.
If he's healthy and we're going to see that, then I got to find a way to put him in my lineup.
Yeah. I have a lot of shares, too, that I've been holding on to, so it might be time to use them.
Running game, DeMarco, Derrick Henry. You okay starting either, both, neither?
I'll start DeMarco if he plays, and I'll start Henry if DeMarco doesn't.
Does that feel good to say?
No. I mean, no. But I think it's the honest truth, you know. If his shoulder's right, I almost, dude, I was so close to sent a trade to get DeMarco Murray on a team that I own Derrick Henry on. Ooh. And just because of the way my team's sitting, it looks like it's time to start. Like, Gurley back, and I got Fournette back, and then I've got Mixon. So I kind of start. I want to do some 2-for-1s and just get rid of some of my depth, and then I'll get like yelled.
That's
in
a redraft team or dynasty?
It's a redraft team, you know. But I was thinking
that's a team that's towards the tops of the standings there.
Yep, I lost top. A couple games in a row, but I'm still high points. The next closest is 100, and the team that's in first place is like 300 points less than me, dude, which is just disgusting.
And, no, I hear you.
It gave me some one of those stupid recaps, and it was talking about how every team has literally had their best week against my team. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Yeah, so we'll see. I feel really good about that team, though. I got some players back, and even the teams that the weeks I've lost, like I'll still hang in there with points. Like last week I had Juju in my lineup, and just some really fortunate things that have kept me in the points race. So I want to expand my team or crutch it together, you know, and just back up my players like Yeldon and stuff. And
sounds like your team is poised to make a run. I don't mind doing a piece like that. You already got a couple solid running backs going on there, so why not put together pieces to have, you know, full team backs?
So, yeah, we'll see.
Make it safe moving forward.
Thought about making a play at McCaffrey, too.
I like that. I think McCaffrey has a lot of good things to come. We didn't talk about him too much, but McCaffrey killing it in receptions. So yeah. Can't fault him there, especially in full PPR. All right, Ravens side of the ball. Flacco got the snot tore out of him. I guess he's going to be all right. I don't really think it matters. I don't really think it matters. I mean, can you feel comfortable starting any of the Baltimore wide receivers?
No, not super. I don't know.
I know definitely you're a big Macklin fan, but you can't do it this week.
No.
Alex Collins.
Yeah, like, that's about it for me, man. That's where I'm at.
Titans are a tough run defense. They're right around that 3 yards per carry mark. I don't think it matters to Collins. If Collins is going to get 15, 18 touches like he did last week, I think he's in for a good week.
Yeah.
If you have Buck Allen, I think you got to play him in a PPR setting because it might be one of the last times you can. So if Buck has a decent game, go ahead and sell out. Woodhead will be back in just a few weeks, and I think that takes the Buck role away, not the Alex Collins role. So yep, I can tell by your silence you love that take. We're going to move on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't love Buck Allen, but I agree with you. I know what you're saying, but yeah. I think that I'm definitely starting Alex Collins, though.
Yeah. Cardinals at the winless 49ers. I'm going to assume it's still C.J. Beathard at the quarterback, but they're not going to fuck around with that. There's not many other options right now. I don't want to start anybody in the 49ers, right? It would be Pierre Garçon one of the pieces I feel comfortable about, but he's going to get Peterson, and we've already seen that doesn't work out well for him this season.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Hyde. Will you start Hyde in this game?
Yeah, you probably start Hyde if you need to.
Some of the bye weeks, you probably have to.
Maybe Kittle.
Oh, Kittle's a good one, especially against the Arizona defense. Let's jump to that side of the ball, though. This one's kind of a mess, too. So it's Stanton. Can I play Larry Fitz still? Is it still okay to play Larry?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you have to. He comes out of the slot, so I think that he could get some of that dump offs. I mean, you mentioned this too, and you mentioned Andre Ellington last week. So I wonder if those guys like maybe get a little bit of play. Would feel better AP? About like yeah, you probably have to.
But just turned around and hand
maybe
it
not
AP,
have
so
to
Stanton
with the
can't lose
rate,
it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And then everything keeps close to the vest with Ellington and Larry Fitz kind of getting all the little dump-offs.
Yeah.
Larry's going to have like an 8-catch for like 50-yard kind of a game.
AP has to be one of the most disappointing players for teams that drafted him this year. Not the teams that picked him up after he was dropped by the teams that drafted him, or maybe the players that hung on to him. But, I mean, man, people thought he was going to be really good.
What if you traded for him after the first game in Arizona?
That too, man.
You'd be pissed.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, man. That's a crap game right there, Cardinals 49ers. Yeah. Just a shit show. Don't watch that game.
Yeah.
Sorry. Redskins at the Seahawks. Seahawks 7.5-point favorite at home. Redskins traveling across to go up there to the 12th man.
I think from the Seahawks, you're definitely starting Russell Wilson. And then I think you're starting Baldwin if you own him. And, I mean, Baldwin keeps getting the targets. And then I'm starting Tyler Lockett over Richardson. And then I'm staying away from all of the running backs.
Why Lockett over Richardson now?
I don't know. I like him a little bit more now. I just think that it looks like he's going to get some of the big plays as well. I don't know.
Hmm.
No? Sure. You don't like it?
No, I think I'm back to the Richardson side. I'm going to waffle back and forth, I think, all season. But I'm with you. That's a tough one. You know, I think those guys get caught by coin flip most weeks. And the week we pick Richardson, it'll be Lockett and vice versa. So maybe if me and you split the difference, it'll be all right.
Just go to Baldwin.
That's cool. Everything will go to Baldwin. Jimmy Graham, though. Little resurgence Jimmy Graham. I'll take Graham over both Lockett and Richardson. How about there?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Go better.
Yep.
So, and we're still going to stay away from the running backs.
Yes,
regardless right now. Yeah. I need somebody to show me something, somebody to get hurt, and somebody else show me something. I just need less names around.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say there.
Too many letters.
Yeah, there's just too much going on. Kirk Cousins. There's your boy Dotson, 1 catch, 1 yard,
yeah.
four touchdown. Is way better. That's 7 more points than Pryor's. Snowman, 0-0-0.
Yeah.
I guess that's not a snowman. Snowman's an 8.
And then
but whatever.
Crowder goes off.
Crowder's leading this team in targets, like from fucking out of nowhere. And Reed is hurt, more than likely hamstring. Looks like we're trending towards him not playing. Cousins and maybe Vernon Davis? Like,
yeah.
what else am I starting?
I don't know, man. You don't know which way the ball's gonna go. Yeah, I think you can start Thompson. Yeah.
You can't go Kelly, you can't go Samaje, like it's yeah. I try to avoid starting Cousins if I can. I think he has an okay game, but I mean, some of the reasons why Deshaun Watson had a decent game against the Seahawks, I could see happening, you know, for Washington. Like Dotson, go run that 9 route and just get past him, and Cousins going to burn it. Like Dotson's faster than anybody in Seattle secondary, I think.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, Earl Thomas is probably close, but still, like that's a safety.
Yeah, dude, I don't
feel
it.
Good about it, if you can tell.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I'm with you, man. And I don't know what to do with Daxon at this point. I don't know. I'm fading on it a little bit. I still believe in him, especially long term, but.
But you got to see more than 3 targets.
Oh, for sure.
3-4 targets a game, and he's coming down with 1. The last couple of games, it just happens to be a fucking touchdown. Like,
yeah, yep.
I
forgot to get you your touchdown for the week. Here you go.
Right.
Like, that was easy. Oh. Yeah. I should throw it to you more. You catch it every time.
I mean, exactly. As much as Will Fuller's touchdown ratio to catch, like 7 touchdowns, 11 catches on the year, is unsustainable. I'll take Fuller's sustainability way over Dotson's.
Yep,
you know what I mean? 1 for 1 for 1. No thanks.
Yep.
Like.
Yeah, so we're probably staying away from most of those people.
Yeah, I think on the Redskins, I would start Chris Thompson.
Yep.
And if you made me go Vernon Davis, then okay. And outside of that, it's a no. And that's after Texans just lit them up.
And
like
now,
400 yards.
But I mean, if it's anything like it was last year, with Reed out, the ball could start to go through Crowder time. So,
sure.
I mean, watch for that, though, I think, definitely, if you are interested in a pass catcher, it might go that direction at this point, no matter who the faster player is.
That's not bad. I mean, you're right. Like, he started getting, 10-plus targets when Reed was out at the end of last year, and that's when Crowder really lit it up.
Yeah.
Crowder also lining up in the slot makes you feel a little bit better because he's not facing the Seattle corners, you know, yeah, what I mean, as much. He's more that nickel guy or even a linebacker at times. All right. I mean, Crowder probably has some flex potential on most teams this week.
Definitely, you know, especially watch with that.
Those six teams for being sure out. So I'll give you that one. You talked me into Crowder a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit of swag. I'm not going to call him a hag. Chiefs at the Cowboys. Now, at this point, I'm going to assume or believe in the notion that Zeke is not playing.
Yeah.
I don't think that can be overturned at this point, or at least before this game happens, if it can at all. I think me and you have both been on the ALF train.
Yep.
If we had to choose one of these. And it seems like that's the route it's going to be right now. ALF's the one taking the first team reps in practice with McFadden and Rod Smith on the sideline.
Yep.
I don't feel great about it against the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, you know, I don't know that their defense has been really that great with the competition they've had, as good as the Chiefs' defense has, you know, supposedly been coming in. But
if you were the Zeke owner, you may not have better options.
That's true.
If you maybe were the guy that has been stashing Alfred Morris and trying to sell him to the Zeke owner who didn't buy him, you may be able to get more for Alfred Morris now. But if you're that guy, I don't know if I want to start him this week. You might have better options already. He's not going to all of a sudden be Zeke just because Zeke's gone. So maybe sell if you have him.
I think McFadden, even if Alf is the number one guy, McFadden's still going to get some run.
Yeah.
Probably more, obviously more than we saw Alf get when Zeke was there. So I get that part. But, okay, say you're the Alf owner and you didn't have Zeke. Do you trade Alf now or do you wait? Do you risk it, you know, that Alf has a bad game or a good game against the Chiefs? And, you know, the Cowboys' defense has been a little bit better. So if they don't need Dak to throw as much, you know what I mean?
I am a seller.
Sell now, before the game.
No matter what happens this week when Morris or McFadden have a good or bad game, the value gets less and less and less with each and every week that Zeke is closer to coming back. So do it now while it's fresh in people's heads that they're losing Zeke, not with the possibility that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, and if you're one of those teams, though, that needs those points now and you're trying to squeak into the playoffs, a move like that might not benefit you as much now. You might want to use Morris as much as you can. But if you're one of the teams that's looking at Zeke as coming back to help a team in the playoffs, which is what's going to happen, Morris won't be helping you in the playoffs. And his value is less and less every week, and you have a trade deadline to look at in your league. So, excuse me, I'm a seller.
Okay. Alf or Chris Thompson rest of the season?
Chris Thompson.
Alf or one of the Dolphins running backs? Either.
That's a tough one. I'll probably lean Morris. I'll lean Morris, okay. I guess.
All right, fair enough. Alex Smith and Dak.
I'll take Dak
coming off a bad game, but not bad game, a lesser game. Let's put it that way.
It was a bad game.
Okay, fair enough.
Fantasy wise, I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, if you can only play one of these guys in this matchup,
I'll take Dak.
Okay. I hope that's
right.
I
like them both.
Yeah, I think both have solid games. I would rank Dak ahead of Alex this week just because of Zeke not being there, and I don't think like they're going to lean on the running, you know, 25-30 times like they've been.
Start Dez and Witten probably.
Definitely starting Dez and Witten, and it's got to be where it ends until somebody else shows consistency.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And then on the other side,
other side. Alex Smith, Hill, Kelsey.
Yep.
So,
and then Hunt.
And Hunt, yeah. I didn't mean to miss out Hunt. Albert Wilson out with the hamstring, quad, whatever it is. Deeper leagues, I think it's time to take notice of DeMarcus Robinson. Just opportunity, there's got to be another guy there that's going to take some tension off. I like Robinson as a former Gator, and really looked for him to make some steps once he got into the league and never really put it together. Now he's getting some more opportunities and targets his way. He's got to clear up the drops. I know he got smashed on one, but he still needed to catch it. And like right after that, he got hit. So I think he just kind of heard the footsteps or could see him actually coming at him that way. But you still got to make that catch if you're going to be that number two in this offense. If he can, then I think that's a decent role moving forward, because I think he's going to get 5, 6, 7, 8 targets a game, because the ball's got to go somewhere else to take the tension off. He's getting one-on-one coverage all over the place. That's a deep play or even a dynasty, dynasty hold. By the way, when I put in D-Rob in my phone, it goes to drop. Just auto-corrects when I was talking to somebody about that actually earlier today. Huh. And I said, that's a funny auto, but it's fucking true, I guess. So, drop. Just keep that in mind. D-Rob is drop. Until you can get that fixed, that's what my phone says. Who do you like in that game? Chiefs-Cowboys. That's kind of a tough game, I think. A game that could mean a lot for both sides.
I'll take the Chiefs.
Chiefs on the road.
Yeah,
no Zeke. You kind of gotta go to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
without Zeke, but maybe that's good. Maybe that means Dak has to sling it around Dez and Dak. Nice stack for this week. Fucking rhyming over here. All right, Raiders. We've been watching a lot of Dr. Seuss knows about Halloween lately, so don't mind me. Raiders at the Dolphins, the Sunday night game. Everybody's favorite game of the week.
Oh,
fucking
dude.
Shit.
I don't want any of this.
Cutler's coming back.
So I'll take Landry.
I'll take a drink for that. Yeah, you go. I'm going to drink.
I'll take Landry.
Fucking drink it.
And I'll take Landry off the Dolphins. That's about it. Maybe Parker if he plays.
Those are solid two picks there. Parker should play. We're trending towards Parker to play.
I don't want Stills. I want to see what happens with the backfield before I'm going to start any of them. I have to think that most of you have some other plans in place, even if you spent a nice price for the waiver.
Even in Dynasty, Damian Williams and Drake still might be there. So
yeah. And then...
Oakland side. Start Carr.
Start
Cooper.
Yep.
Look, the fucking Ravens just put 40 points up on the Dolphins. Like, the Raiders should be able to do whatever.
Right? Yeah. So, what about that backfield? You going to start Lynch?
Fuck no. I ain't started Lynch all season. I'm not starting him now. Can't do it. No. I'll start Rashard before I start Lynch.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. No,
wouldn't surprise me.
We'll have to see what happens.
Lynch missed a practice too, by the way. I don't know if it's just bullshit or whatever. So something to keep note of.
He's probably taking the bus and got tied up.
Got lost. Whatever. So Cooper, Crabtree, you are to start all those.
Yep, I'll start those guys.
I think Cook's even okay, the tight end, with a bunch of bye week, guys out or whatever.
Yeah, and Carr.
Yeah, Dolphins. Yeah. Fucking shit. Started out good. We're going to be 4-4 after this week, and fucking Neil's going to rub it in my face.
Yeah.
The one thing I can say about not selling my house yet is if I sold my house, I'd have been at that game, and I'd have to sit next to him in the stands while he fucking rubbed it in my face. So enjoy the game, Neil. Whatever. Monday night. Your Detroit Lions 3-4 going up against the Brett Hundley led Packers in Lambeau 4-3. Detroit actually a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Lambeau. November.
I think Detroit would be a great streamable defense this week.
Nice. I like that call. Okay. You've made that call a few times. Detroit defense actually not too shabby. I feel like every time you've made that call, they've given up a bunch of yards. So check that out if you're a Hundley owner. But I hear you. Okay, fair enough.
Shit, now I'm starting Hundley.
Let's start on Detroit's side. You're starting Matt Stafford. That's a given.
Yep.
Tate's back. You're right, starting Tate. You're going to start. I think Tate's in. If he plays, you got to start him.
Yeah, but I think Tate.
Marvin Jones been doing pretty good lately. What'd you think?
I think you're starting both Tate and Marvin. Maybe for me, if I own them both, I might even start Marvin over Tate, to be honest with you.
Oh, I like it. Yep. I like that. Come to the dark side, my friend.
Yep. And then your boy Fells is out snapping your boy Ebron. So
yeah. I know you said you saw it, but I want to say it anyways. One of the coolest Halloween costume pictures I saw on Twitter was a kid in an Ebron jersey that had gloves on and had bricks for hands. Like his fingers coming through, but that was pretty awesome. I even sent it to you, but you said you'd already seen it.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe that's Swag's kid. That'd be awesome. But don't be mad, but Packers get it done at home.
All right, we'll have to see. What about that backfield? What about the Packers side? Who are you starting?
I'll start Aaron Jones. And I'm going to start Jordy. And I'm going to stop.
No Randall Cobb? No Davante Adams?
Nope. I think I have to play Jordy because he's the one there. I think he's the best wide receiver they have, and Hundley has to figure that out.
Yeah.
I think they need to manufacture ways to get Jordy the ball. Like, Jordy doesn't need to catch the 40-yard bomb for him to be productive.
That's like, probably how it's coached there, too. They're probably just like, yeah, you need to figure it out. Figure it out.
Look, see the white guy on the outside 87?
Figure it out.
Fucking throw him the ball. Call Hike and, like, look his direction. You're staring the shit down at every wide receiver you throw to anyways. At least fucking stare him down and throw him the ball. It's going to work half the time. The other time it's going to get picked up. You're going to take it back. But fucking hope you get a couple touchdowns. I don't know what to say.
Figure it out.
Fucking Hike, figure it out. Look to 87.
So, but you don't think any of those wide receivers are going to be viable?
I mean, if you make me pick, I'll go Jordy, Adams, Cobb. It wouldn't surprise me if Cobb finishes close to Adams. If you think Detroit's defense is a good streamer play, then all those guys can have a good game. Which, you know what I mean? So, well, I feel like they'll be heavy on Aaron Jones.
Cobb,
I feel like Ty Montgomery gets a little bit more snaps than he did in the last game, but that's not saying much.
I agree, I was going to ask you about that too. So I don't mind Montgomery. But somebody like Cobb or Marquise Lee?
I'll take Lee because Lee's at least going to have more looks his way.
Lee or Adams?
I mean, I guess Adams. No, fucking Lee.
Fucking Lee.
I'll take Lee.
All right. I was just curious. Yeah. All right.
Those guys are close, so whichever way. But it's Aaron Jones and Jordy and stuff.
Yeah. What a crazy season, right?
Wow. Yeah.
If I would have made anything close to that kind of call, like, just
you'd have been
wait,
chastised
just
and we
wait.
Been able
week
to start our
week
show.
Nine, you won't even care about Davante Adams. You'll be all about Marquise Lee and Allen Hurts.
Yeah, wide receivers over all the Packers.
Blake Bortles.
The
that's
show
what's
would
up.
Ended it. The show would have been like, just fucking stop. Don't do it anymore. All right, dude. That's a Packers win. Stop it. That's Swags or Hags.
Wow, that was it.
Starts at them. That's the Monday night game. That's over.
All right. Well, this has taken forever. So we're going to break right into the 2-minute breakdown.
All right. I'm going to get my timer ready.
Get the timer.
You're asking me.
Going to try to squeeze into 24 questions in 2 minutes this week.
What the fuck?
No, but I'm just joking.
That was a good joke.
No.
Heart attack.
Killing it.
All right. I'm ready.
The Brett Huntley of comedians.
That ain't good.
All right, some of these you may have already kind of passed or
let's hope I answer them the same
throughout the show. So we'll see here.
And now your 2-minute breakdown.
All right.
Starting off, question number one: trick or treat or pass out candy?
We did both, trick or treat first and then pass out candy.
Good for you. You probably started out kind of early.
Yeah.
One player that you were high on at the beginning of the year, that you are still too high on and you kind of know it.
Oh, shit. Come back to that. That's a tough one.
Drafting today for the rest of season, who would you draft for the running back 1 overall?
Belle.
Belle?
Yeah.
Favorite Disney movie that is not Pixar?
Oh, I don't know where that line is. Is like Minions or something? Does that count? Minions are pretty good.
Those are DreamWorks.
So you said not Pixar, so that fucking counts.
Well, but it's not Disney.
Oh. Nice.
It would be Frozen? more of like your old school Disney Moana. Movies. Frozen might work. Yeah, we'll give you whatever, dude.
You suck like at this. We're wasting too much fucking time on a Disney question.
I thought you had a kid. I don't know. Is Andrew Luck an NFL bust?
Ooh. No. It's close.
No. I think he gets a long leash maybe. There. Best food your wife cooks?
Ooh. Best food she cooks. She makes a mean chicken piccata, but fucking everything she makes is good.
That sounds good. Better cook, except your mom you. Or your wife?
Oh, my wife. Not even close.
She's probably the listener.
I love you, Mom.
Rest of season, Funchess or Calvin Benjamin?
Oh, fuck. I guess I got to change one of my questions on the next show for you.
Oh, you can keep it.
Calvin Benjamin.
Bounce back player you're trying to buy. So a player you probably have to trade for.
Fuck. Oh, there's our timer too. Fuck.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's what that was. Bounce back player I'm trying to buy. I don't know. Oh, I'm not doing good at this game. No. Lamar.
All right, yeah. He might have just got a little bit pricier. Who benefited more from? Who benefited more? The Dolphins losing to Jair or the Eagles gaining?
Benefit more. I'm gonna say the Dolphins. I don't have a good reason why.
I might agree with you though.
Clarity. Lack of clarity.
Yeah, just like all the answers to these questions.
You know the timer was up a while ago, right?
Yeah, we always finish. Number 11, Todd Gurley. That's the question. Just Todd Gurley. That's all it says.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah, dude. Love good it. Answer.
Delicious.
One player you want mentioned on our Free For All Friday show.
Kenyon Drake.
All right. A player you were high on at the beginning of the season that you're too high on and you're still too high on. And you kind of know it. I don't know, maybe Mike Williams? Or...
Yeah, I gotta see Mike. I don't know what you fucking wanted me to say before. I was trying to come up with somebody else.
Well, it is. It's totally the kind of question it's that you kind of have to swallow your pride. But I have those players that I'm still too high on that I kind of know it. That they start to get hard to advise people, but you're still behind them. You know what I mean? You're like, I believe, but I don't know if I want to tell you to. Like,
so, right. No, I mean, when you said it the first time, I thought of Mike Williams. That's why I wanted time, because I was trying to come up with anybody else.
Please, no.
I know. Don't make me say him. I mean, yeah. My only issue with Mike at this point is just he's still not getting all the snaps. They're still working him slow. And they don't have to, I guess. So that's on my fault for not probably reading into that team as much as I thought he would come in and be used. And they don't have to, you know, especially when you get another game like Travis Benjamin had where he takes another one to the house for distance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I get it. In my personal rankings, I'm still going to keep him up close dynasty-wise because I think his talent and ability is there. But team need-wise, does Corey Davis, you know, need to slide up there? Good news is he's already there for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty much in that Mike Williams camp by myself, so it's all right being a solo guy.
Titans were a lot more of a work in progress, so getting somebody like Corey Davis was huge for them. Whereas the Chargers, I mean, they have a lot in place, and they've been a team going for it for years now. You know, So Mike Williams is a huge piece to their future, but. They just didn't need him as much this year, kind of like you said, you know, yeah. But, man, he's definitely more talented than Travis Benjamin or Tyrell Williams. I mean, they've got to get him involved somehow.
But they don't need to rush him, so who knows? Maybe I don't get to see it this year. And it's something they address in the offseason with some other pieces moving. So we'll see.
But, you want to tell these people who you are in record time, seems like we have a record time going here?
All right. I am Two Drink Minimum on Fantasy Life app. I am FL Two Drink Minimum on Sleeper and Twitterbot. The podcast handle is at FF underscore breakdown.
How come find me. Keep up with this?
Come find me. Hit me up. Trades, whatever we got to do. We'll retweet it out there. Find my pinned tweet, Toys for Tots. We'll have a new thing up there for you guys to raffle up soon. Swags, who are you?
Holy shit. I messed up enough without trying to go fast.
You're welcome. Go fast. Let's see what chicken
crack sounds like. I am Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitter and Sleeperbot. Check us out on draftingsleepers.com. Check out the Toys for Top guys. That means a lot to us. And we're out.
That's for Halloween.
Man, I might not have gone as fast as you went, but I got it in this time. I didn't tweet or bot or anything.
You didn't do Twitter
butter. None of that shit.
On that note, let's
get maybe started. I need to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, you should put some 1.5 speed on us like all the time anyways. That's probably good.
Alright.
And then when other people do it, we'll be super fast. On that note, let's get the fuck out. 28 in the books, deuces.